And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, yesterday at last, Fay heard from Spencer Grayson in New York. A long-distance telephone call. Spencer asking her to come east for a two-week visit for Fay to meet his friends. In fact, says Spencer, he's already sent her a railroad ticket. Fay, the well-brought-up young lady, said she'd have to think it over. Will she accept the invitation? Well, that's what we learned today. Right now, it's early in the morning, and Shuffle has opened up the lumberyard office. He's just settled down at his desk when Willie enters.
So, you finally got here, Willie. What happened? Sun get in your eyes so you couldn't lie abed no longer?
What do you mean, finally got here? What's the big occasion you're on time? Insomnia or something?
Nope. Well, no insomnia got me up early. I was having nightmares, Willie. Dreamt you beat me to the office here and checked over all these orders and loaded up the truck. Oh, it was terrible.
What's the nightmares about that?
The way you was groaning and carrying on all about that work, Willie.
Ho, 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 ho. Very funny. Just for that, I won't tell you who I met walking to work.
Met?
He was walking to work, too. That friend of Spencer Grayson's.
Hmm? Well, Willie, you mean you met Tom Wells, who works over at Al's Diner?
Sure, Tom Wells. How many friends has Spencer Grayson got in this town?
From what I can make out, even Tom Wells ain't exactly a friend.
What? Of course they were friends. Only it's a long time ago. Spencer Grayson and Tom Wells were in the same Air Force back in the war.
Tom tell you they was friends?
He told me they knew each other in the Army. They were officers together. Gee, Shuffle, ain't it funny, though, how two fellas can both be captains in the Air Force and look at them now. One guy, he's practically head of a big advertising company in New York. The other guy, he walks 3 miles to work in the morning.
He ain't gonna be walking long. Not if I can fix up that bicycle, I promised him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were talking to Ma about that old wreck the other day.
Old wreck?
Well, okay, maybe it's better than walking, but I'd hate to be seen riding that ancient 1910 model.
Well, that was a good bicycle. Better than they make nowadays. Well, I guess that ain't true neither. Just old things. Old times always seem better. Best thing about the past is the way it looks to us now.
That Tom Wells, he don't talk much.
You might not believe it, Willie, but a lot of folks don't think it's necessary to talk unless they got something to say.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. You know, every time the conversation got around to Spencer Grayson, which was where I brought it round every time I could, This Tom Wells, he'd look at me queer-like and open up his mouth, and then the next minute he'd shut it down again like a clam.
Well, speaking personally for myself, I just sort of took an interest in Tom Wells right off. Maybe I got a stubborn streak in me, too. Because he ain't looking for any favors, nor any friends neither, as far as I could see.
Yeah, he sure didn't open up with me. Wait a minute, here's somebody coming in.
No, I reckon. So now we can all get to work. That you, Ma?
Hello, Chester. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Ma.
Why, ain't it the most beautiful day you ever saw?
Gosh, Ma, looks to me like it might snow any minute.
Oh, no. The sun's shining and it's real mild.
Let me hang up your things, Ma.
Oh, thank you, Shepa. Hey, you got the fire going already, too. That's nice.
You're looking real perky, Ma, like you found two yolks in the egg this morning. Now, let's see. Couldn't be Faye got another letter from New York City, because it's too soon for the morning mail.
Oh, but you're right, Shepa. How did you guess?
Right about what, Ma? Postman Downs don't come round till after 8.
No, it wasn't a letter. It was a phone call.
Phone call? Phone call from Spencer Grayson?
Yes, really.
All the way from New York City? Holy smokes.
When did this happen, Ma?
Last night.
Well?
Right after Fay and me put Paulette to bed.
Yeah, you always ought to wait, though, till after 7 o'clock to make a long-distance call. The rates go down, you know.
It was the phone call about anything special, Ma?
Well, sure it was special. You don't think a fella's going to phone all the way from New York way out to here to talk about nothing. You don't understand businessmen, Shuffle.
If a fella's in love, that's special enough, ain't it? He don't have to have no other reason for calling.
But he did have a reason, Shuffle.
You see what I was saying?
Mr. Grayson invited Fay to come to New York for a visit.
He asked her to meet his folks? Is that what you mean, Ma?
Not his folks, really. He don't seem to have much family. But he did say that he'd like for Fay to meet his friends. Oh, and I suppose just to be together again.
Carnation, that's real fine news, Ma.
In fact, that ain't news. That's history.
Yes.
How soon will Fay be leaving, Ma?
Well, she ain't decided yet. where they should go, Willie.
She ain't dead. But sweet Jerusalem, Ma. I figured... Don't she want to go?
Well, Ma, she can't pass up a chance like that. A businessman such as Spencer Grayson asked her to come to New York. Well, he means business.
Well, Fay ain't sure yet just what she wants to do.
Golly, Ma, we know that she wants to see him. She ain't been talking nothing but Spencer Grayson since he left.
Now, just a minute, Willie. There ain't no reason for a girl sweet and smart and wonderful as our Faye to go running the first time a fella crooks his finger.
I don't call no long-distance telephone from New York crooking a finger.
Well, it ain't no royal command, neither. Not unless Faye has a mind to go.
Oh, I think that she'd like to go, Sheffield. She's just considering about leaving Paulette. How we'll make out at home. I told her she needn't worry about that part. Just if she thinks that she'd enjoy herself.
Well, don't you think she ought to go, Ma?
Well, that's something up to Faye. I know she'll do what's best. I ain't denying that I'd be glad to see her get a nice vacation like that. It's a long time since she's been back to New York. She could see her friends, the Fentons. Maybe buy some pretty new clothes and go out and see some of the play hits on Broadway and just have some good times like a girl ought. And that's even aside from Mr. Grayson. I reckon we can't leave Mr. Grayson too much aside.
No.
It would make Faye real happy to see him.
And now our scene changes. Let's pass over the rest of the day and join Faye and Evie about 5 o'clock that early evening. Faye's been trying to get supper ready in the kitchen and at the same time to pay some attention to Evie's excited stream of chatter. Listen.
I said it once and I'll say it again. Ever since Willie told me the news at lunch, I made up my mind you're going to New York. No ifs, no ands, and no buts.
That's sweet of you to make up your mind for me, Evie. But
no buts, no buts. I know every word you're going to say and I'm going to say it first.
I'm sure you are, Evie. But...
Now, Ma doesn't need you to run the house. I can do the marketing if Ma let me do the marketing.
Thank you, Evie. Only, I wasn't worried about the house so much as...
Yeah, I know, maybe... I know, Paulette. I got that all solved. I'm taking Paulette over to stay with me while you're gone.
Oh, Evie...
Now, don't argue. Don't argue. It'll do Junior good to see how other children behave. Don't pester every minute of the day.
Oh.
At least I'm sure Paulette won't pester when she ain't in her own home. None of them do.
But, Evie, dear...
No, that's Paulette off your mind. Now, you've got no excuse that it's holidays and you've got to be with the family. There's no Christmas, no birthdays, and there's only one family, which is Spencer Grayson's, and you want to get ready to meet them.
But Spencer has no family, Evie. At least not in New York.
Well, don't take every word I say so literary. Family can be friends. Family can be boss. Which in this case is even more important.
Are you in the kitchen, Faye?
Well, that's Ma. Must be after 5 already. Yes, Ma, in here. And we've got company.
Company? Oh, why, Evie.
Hello, dear.
Ma, we're not taking no for an answer. We're going to make Faye accept Mr. Grayson's invite to New York.
Huh? I better take off my coat first, honey. Ma, Evie said she'd take care of Paulette for a week or two, so... You wouldn't have to worry.
Oh, well, that's real sweet of you, Evie, but I could manage some way.
Now, I'll do the managing. I love to manage.
Yeah, and, Ma, I figured I could save going to a hotel by staying at the Fentons. You know, they keep inviting me. They have plenty of room.
Oh, that's a good idea, Faye. They'd be real pleased to have you, I know.
And, of course, I won't use the ticket Spencer sent me. I mean, I want to pay for my own ticket.
Oh, use your ticket or Spencer's ticket or fly in a kite, so long as you go.
Have you decided to go, Faye?
What do you think, Ma?
Me? I think you should, dear.
You do? All right, then, I will. Thank you, Ma.
Oh, my sister. My own baby sister.
That's real nice, Faye.
Go ahead, honey. Send him a wire. Write it this minute, and I'll leave it off at the telegraph office.
But I sent him a wire, Evie, at 10 o'clock this morning.
So Faye has decided to accept Spencer Grayson's invitation. And, of course, that's what we all wanted her to do. But this decision means more than just a visit to New York. It's a journey into a whole new world, as Faye herself begins to realize on Monday. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.